In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the votive mass of the Holy Cross, and as with death, even though it is still Easter time, it's good to turn our thoughts again to that holy and sacred cross of Jesus, because that cross, as horrible scary to thought it is, because it hurt Jesus so much to become crucified on it, that cross is still a sweet and it is beautiful representation and method of God's charity and love towards all of us. When our Lord was riding into Jerusalem to start the Holy Week, he was greeted with shouts of joy and of happiness. But very soon he was imposed a heavy cross, and the people started to mock him, and they started to beat him, and they did all kinds of horrible things for him. And when he was carrying his heavy cross on the way to Calvary, where he was to be put to death, our Lord wept over the blindness and also the hard-heartedness of those people who crucified him. And when he saw some women on the wayside feeling sorry for him and weeping and crying for him, he told them, "Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." He was seeing that God would punish the evil people very harshly because of this horrible thing they did to him. But he was willingly and happily he was carrying his holy cross so that he would leave us permanent proof of his love, of his care towards us. And he promised that everybody and anyone who would carry his own cross in his own life, that is, would happily do the will of God in his own life, he would also one day resurrect as he did resurrect on Easter. And children, God has given each one of us our own cross to carry, which means that in your life you must happily and with patience and charity carry your own cross. You have to do the will of God, and you have to sacrifice your own needs and your own wants for those which is wanted by God or your fellow man who needs help. And Almighty God never asks us to carry a cross which is beyond our strength. There's a beautiful story about a certain man who one day complained to our Lord that the cross he had to carry was too heavy for him. And he said to Jesus, "Master, I know that to carry a cross is part of a Christian's life, but the one I have is much too heavy a one. If I could only choose my own cross, I am sure I would be able to pick one more suitable for me than the one I must carry at present." So our Savior Jesus led him to the place where all the crosses are made for mankind and told him to make a choice of his own cross. The man laid down his cross and commenced and started his search. The first cross the man tried was much heavier than his own, and he rejected it. The next one he picked up was light enough, but it was too long, and when he placed this cross on his shoulders, it dragged on the floor behind him. So he rejected that as well. The third was unplaned, and its splinters ran into man's hands as he carried it. And yet another cross had an ugly knot which bit deep into his shoulder. Hour after hour, the man searched for one which would suit him, but without success. At last he chose one, put it on his shoulder, and took few steps. And then he said to Jesus, "Master, this is the cross which just suits me. You see, it's not too heavy, it is the right size, it has been properly planed, and there are no knots in it to bite into my shoulder. I would like to have this cross, because I feel it suits me perfectly." Our Lord smiled to him and answered, "I am glad, my son, that you have found one that suits you so well, and even gladder I am to notice that, you see, that was the same cross you brought in with you when you came." Dear children, when facing the world and its challenges and maybe the sorrows and obstacles as well, remember that carrying your cross is very necessary and very meritorious. It was for all men that our Lord said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." How beautifully our Lord says that it's not really matter what is our will in this life or how the things should suit best for us. We want to do what is best for God. We want to please Jesus more than any man on this earth. So being a true disciple of Jesus must also contain that we take up our own crosses daily and follow him, and that we patiently bear all the labors, works, burdens, and suffering. You remember, children, from our Stations of the Cross during Lent, when we saw Saint Simon of Cyrene, and how what a blessed and meritorious thing it was for him to carry the cross after Jesus. True, at first he strove against this honor imposed on him, considering it to be an indignity. But soon he looked into the holy face of Jesus and had compassion to his great sufferings. And from that moment on, Saint Simon carried the cross with joy. And by the labor of love which he performed for him, Saint Simon obtained the gift of faith and was consecrated bishop by Saint Peter. So children, learn from today that you always carry your own crosses of life with love and patience, because it was because of love towards all of you that Jesus chose to carry his own heavy cross. May God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son.